Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A portion of God's word for our consideration this morning is found in our gospel, Mark chapter 2. Let's begin with prayer. O Lord, open my lips, that my mouth may declare your praise. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Summer is nearly upon us. Many of us are already done with school. Some just have a week yet to go. The weather is consistently warmer. The mosquitoes are buzzing. And with summer comes sunflower seed season, at least for me. As I spend the majority of my evenings during this month at the ballpark, I enjoy that wonderful baseball tradition of eating sunflower seeds. A handful in my mouth and I'm good to go. But you see, there's a certain trick to eating sunflower seeds, because the sunflower seeds still come in the shell. And you have to crack open the shell to get to the tasty seed on the inside. But because they're so small, if you're not careful, you can spend so much time working on the shell that you actually miss enjoying the seed. The Pharisees were students of the law. But in their warped way of thinking, they believed that they could keep the whole law. And they even added layers to the law so that they could view themselves as better than others. But for as much as they studied the law, for as much as they focused on the law, they only ever focused on the shell of the law. And because of that, they missed the gospel content that was contained on the inside. They missed the precious gospel motivation that is found in the Ten Commandments. They missed the seed. This morning, we're going to see Jesus confronted again by those Pharisees concerning the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. But as we'll see, rather than getting bogged down with the shell of the law, Jesus cracks open that shell to reveal the gospel content on the inside. Mark tells us, once on a Sabbath day, Jesus was passing through the grain fields, and his disciples began to pick heads of grain as they walked along. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath day?" This is not the first time nor the only time that the Pharisees accused someone of breaking the Sabbath. God's command on the Sabbath was clear. It was to be a day of rest. People were not supposed to do any work. They were supposed to do all of their gathering, all of their cooking the day before so that they would have enough for the Sabbath day. So at first glance, it might seem as if the Pharisees have a point here. Gathering grain, reaping, harvesting would all be violations of the Sabbath. And you could argue that the disciples, as they walked through the field and gathered those few heads of grain, were working on the Sabbath. And according to the extra laws that the Pharisees had added, they certainly were. So how is Jesus going to get out of this one? He replied to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and hungry, he and his companions? He entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar the high priest, and he ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for anyone to eat except for the priests. He also gave some to his companions." Then Jesus said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Jesus refers to a story that these Pharisees would have been very familiar with, a story we just so happened to read in our first lesson this morning. David and his men were fleeing from King Saul, who was trying to kill David, and so they came to a place called Nob, where a priest called Ahimelech in the Old Testament lesson, or Abiathar in our gospel, two names for for the same guy, much like Simon and Peter, where Abiathar was serving. David and his men were hungry and in need. And the only food that was available was the holy bread, the show bread, the bread of the presence, the bread that was only meant for the priests to eat. That was the command of God. And yet in these dire circumstances, the spirit of the law overruled the letter of the law. Something greater was at stake here than just mere outward regulations. And so Abiathar gave them the bread. And the principle is clear. In the case of necessity, above all, love is the fulfillment of the law. Now Jesus applies this very same truth to what he and his disciples were doing. They weren't out working, trying to make a living, trying to earn money, trying to disobey what God had said. They were in need. They were hungry. And as they walked, they grabbed a few heads of grain and crushed them up and ate them. In their need, they ate. And all of that leads to Jesus' main point. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. You know how the old argument goes, right? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, for a believer in the Bible and in creation, the answer is easy. It's the chicken. And the same is true for the Sabbath. Man was created first. God made the Sabbath for man. It was made for his benefit. The Sabbath regulations were not created for God's benefit, but for man's benefit. The Sabbath was never meant to be a burden for man. It was always meant to be for his benefit. You see, God gave the third commandment as a way to provide rest, both physically and spiritually. And as all of you workaholics out there know, it's sometimes pretty hard to take time to rest. And you know the negative effects that that can have on your body, on your peace of mind. And so God, with the shell of the law, provided, commanded rest. And on the inside of that shell was the wonderful seed of rest. But it wasn't just physical rest, but most importantly, God was providing the opportunity for spiritual rest. God was providing a way for the soul to find rest, a rest that is only found in God's word. When it comes to the commands of God, far too often we get caught up in the shell and we miss the seed. We get caught up in the externals and we miss the content. Who of us hasn't felt like the Ten Commandments were burdensome? I know that I have. Who of us hasn't had someone say that all of the rules and regulations that God gives us in his word take the fun out of life? If that's what we're focusing on, then we're focusing on the shell and not the content of what God gives. And that's exactly what the Pharisees had done. The Pharisees had turned the rest of the Sabbath into work. They were so focused on keeping the outward law. They're so focused on trying to earn their way to heaven that they missed the whole point of the command. They missed the seed completely. However, when we peel away that shell, we find the great love and benefit that God intended for us in his Sabbath. And specifically in the third commandment, when we peel away the shell, we find true peace and rest in Christ. Jesus and his work for us are the fulfillment of the Sabbath. It's only through the forgiveness of sins that Jesus won for us by his perfect life and his innocent death that we can have true rest for our souls. That's why God established the command in the first place. Through the shell of the law, through the forbidding of work, God was pointing ahead to the greater rest that all would find in Christ, in the promised Savior. That's why even in the Old Testament, the gift of peace and rest was the content, was the cornerstone, the connecting thread of the entire commandment. God intended the observance of the Sabbath to benefit his people spiritually, not by a slavish observance to the law, but rather as a special opportunity to worship, to study God's plan of salvation, to learn again of how God loved them and provided for them. God's intention for the Sabbath was a time for people to meditate and to worship and to find that true spiritual rest in hearing again of their sins forgiven. He did not intend it ever to be a legalistic requirement that man would have to meet in order to save himself. And that's why the details of the ceremonial law could be violated in order for the spirit of the law to be kept. That's why Abiathar gave the bread to David. God gives this command for our benefit. Our obedience to this command benefits our neighbor and it benefits us, but it doesn't benefit God. God does not need our obedience. He doesn't benefit from our obedience. Man wasn't made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man. And even though Jesus has fulfilled the Sabbath by his perfect life, the principles still remain. And that's why in the New Testament, our worship, our observance of the Sabbath rest that we enjoy, is primarily a worship of receiving and not doing. Our rest comes from receiving what Christ has done for us through word and sacrament. It's true. God has commanded us to worship him. In many places in the Bible, including in the third commandment, you will find the command of God to worship. And if that's what we focus on when we think about the command, then we're focusing on the shell and not the content. If we think that we're somehow doing God a favor by worshiping him, we're focusing on the shell. And we're missing the seed. However, if we can get past the shell, if we can realize that God's command to worship him doesn't benefit him, but rather it benefits us, then we can see the third commandment as an opportunity to be served by God through his word and sacraments. It's the opportunity to benefit from the work of the Holy Spirit as he comes to us through these means of grace. It's the benefit of having our faith strengthened, of finding that true peace and rest in the forgiveness of sins, of having the opportunity to encourage and to serve one another. That's the gospel content inside this commandment. That's the seed. And that's what God intends us to enjoy. And unlike sunflower seed season, the seed of the gospel never takes a break. The opportunity to enjoy the seed of the gospel is always there for us. And so it is my prayer for you that you take advantage of what God is giving you. Even in this busy summer season, take advantage of the opportunity to be blessed by God through his Sabbath. But don't focus on the shell. Don't get bogged down in the command, but rather peel away the shell and find the tasty seed of forgiveness and peace and true and lasting rest. May God grant all of us that true rest which is only found in Christ. Amen.